everybody. We're starting a new series now that we finished our series on the Psalms. What I'm thinking now is that I may do just random subjects from the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, whatever strikes me on a given day. And I'm going to keep them brief, just like I did on the meditations on the Psalms. I try not to go over 10 minutes. I'll call it Bible Bites for every Christian. And let's just get started on the first one for today. And I'm looking today at 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 24, a well-known verse that often is read on Sunday mornings in various assemblies in connection with the Lord's Supper. Verse 24 says, "And when he had given thanks, and he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken or which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" And I want to look at that little expression there, "in remembrance of me." And if you happen to have the J.N. Darby translation, he has an interesting footnote on this verse, on the word remembrance. And he says this, the word means "for the calling of me to mind," or the phrase, actually the full phrase, "for the calling of me to mind." And the word translated remembrance has an active idea of recalling or calling to mind as a memorial. And so the thought of this word here, remembrance, is a recalling to mind in the sense of a memorial. It's bringing back to the mind. The phrase again, the full phrase, the literal rendering of it is "for the calling of me to mind." So in the Lord's Supper, we recall to mind the Lord Jesus, his person. You know, the special focus, of course, is his death. That's obvious with the broken loaf and the cup of wine, speaking of his death, his life given. But it's also a recalling to mind of the Lord Jesus himself. Every aspect of the Lord Jesus is worthy of praise. You know, his death, but also his birth, his life, his glory, his person, his works, and on we could go. But it's a recalling to mind or a memorial of him. That's what the word means, a remembrance of me. Not a recalling to mind of us, of our sins. The focus is not us, and the focus is not our sins. The focus is purely and squarely on the Lord Jesus. Now, another interesting fact here is that this word remembrance or recalling, calling to mind, is only used in another occasion, one other occasion in the Greek New Testament, and that's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3, and I'll just flip over to that. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 3 goes like this, "In these there is a calling to mind of sins yearly, but in these there is a calling of mind," or "a calling to mind of sins yearly." And what the writer of the Hebrews is saying here, the context, of course, is the animal sacrifices in the Jewish system of things, in the Levitical system of things, that each year there was a calling to mind of the people's sins. And the writer to the Hebrews sort of elaborates on this. He says in verse 1, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers," or those who are coming, "thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices is a remembrance or a recalling to mind again of sins every year or yearly," as the Darby translation have. So in the Levitical system, when the Jewish people offered up offerings, especially on the Day of Atonement, it was not a putting away of their sins, but rather it was a recalling to their mind again of their sins, that in fact their sins had not been put away. Otherwise, there would have been no need for another sacrifice in the following year, because the previous one would have put them away. So all the animal sacrifices did was to show that the fulfillment of it all had not yet come, and their sins were not actually yet put away. But now, if you've dropped down to verse 17 in Hebrews chapter 10, we read these words as a quotation from the Old Testament in connection with the New Covenant. It says, "And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." In other words, now that Christ's sacrifice has been accomplished and he has put away sins, God will remember their sins no more. They'll no more be recalled to the mind of God. It means that they were remembered at one time. He did remember their sins, and they were recalled to his mind every year when they offered the sacrifices, and those sacrifices didn't put away sins. It was a recalling to mind of their sins. So if they were once remembered, the Lord says, "I will remember them no more." Well, what's the big change? Well, it's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross when he cried, "It is finished." It is finished means it is finished. And sins have forever been put away. And so when we remember the Lord Jesus and his death in the Lord's Supper as Christians, we're not to bring our sins to the fore. We're not to recall our sins because they've been put away. Now, we know practically that in our life, there may be issues. We may have sins and stuff that goes wrong, that goes awry, that we are struggling. That's true. But at the Lord's Supper, that's not the place to bring them out. Before you come to the Lord's Supper, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, examine yourselves and judge yourself. Judge yourself before you come. Confess your sins before you come. Because when you come, that's not the place. Because in God's books, all our sins have been put away. Well, you may say, like, what about our sins that are yet future? I can understand that my past sins are put away. But what about my sins that are yet future? But you know this. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, all of your sins were future. What the Lord's work on the cross has done has put away all of our sins. And not only has put away our sins, but also put away sin in the sense that sin itself has been judged. We have been judged as sinners, and we've been set aside. Now we are no longer in Adam, but we are in Christ. But yet, of course, we have to confess our sins as we move along through this scene. That's absolutely sure. And true, we have to judge ourselves. There's no doubt about that. But the Lord's Supper is not the place for recalling our sins to mind. It's only a place for one thing. It's for recalling of him to mind. It's to recall Christ to mind. And the reason of that is that he no more recalls our sins to his mind. May the Lord bless you today, especially as you come to remember him this Sunday. God bless you.